closer.
Yes, it does.
So she's wide awake. She's on her feet.
Amen.
He brought the body back with him at his coming.
Amen.
Redemption's over.
Right.
The body's complete.
Amen.
Mind and all.
That's right,
the body's complete.
Yeah.
We're not sitting there, well, they without us right. cannot be made perfect, in that we still have to be united. We are united with them.
Amen.
They're here.
Amen.
They're here, right here, just in another dimension.
Right.
Just such a thin veil
yeah.
away from us. You know, and I think they're right here.
Amen.
And they're listening to everything we're saying. They're learning as we are.
Amen.
You know, the body responds as the mind.
Amen.
Tells it, you know,
yeah.
as the mind moves. So it's a beautiful thing.
I
mean, this is exciting to me.
Yes.
To see this. Because I love the Word.
Yeah.
You know,
Amen.
And when the Word reveals
right.
and
Come on.
Breaks and reveals,
yes.
that's my life.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But anything else.
Right.
So the intelligence has come to the body.
Yes.
It's already united.
Right.
And he's already brought them here.
Right.
So we're not waiting on anything.
Right.
You know, she's here, and this shout that we have, you know, is based on that understanding, based on that revelation.
Amen.
We know what to say. We know their names.
Amen.
We know what I just said. We know the body's on her feet. We know
right.
the body is complete.
Yeah.
Lacking nothing.
Amen.
Other than just break this veil
between
this life and that.
Amen.
And for the sleeping, not the sleeping, but for the living saints
Amen.
To unite with her.
Amen.
Fully
yeah.
in that dimension.
Amen.
Not in this dimension.
No.
So the shout, the voice, and the trump was all fulfilled.
Amen.
At the breaking of the seals.
Amen.
The first thing the seals did is reveal the body.
That's right.
Complete.
Amen.
Complete body.
Amen.
Done. Redemption's over.
Amen.
Lacking nothing. Perfect. Standing on her feet.
Right.
And that's been 60 years ago.
Right.
And I was thinking about the corn stalk. You know, though it's fully grown, you know, a couple months ago it was fully grown, or a month ago probably. It was fully grown. And you say, oh, it's done. It's tousled. Ears are full. Feel it.
Right.
You know, it's not just a shuck. There's seed in there.
Amen.
You know? And it looks like it's done.
Right.
But it's not done. It's got to lay in that sun
Amen.
And
right.
ripen, and
right.
all the life has to go into her.
Amen.
You know, she's not lacking anything. But she's ripening. The more she's
Amen.
Going out, the life, the shuck, and, you know, it's pulling back away from her.
Yeah.
She's being shown off.
Amen.
You know, she's
right.
being exposed.
Amen.
So they all can see. You don't look out there and see green anymore. You look out there and see yellow.
Right.
You know,
Amen.
And the brown doesn't look so good. But the yellow, it's life
Amen.
In those ears.
Yeah.
And so the life is all in the seed right now.
Yeah.
And the seed is the bride.
Right. Yeah.
Not just us. It's harvest time, but it's not just harvest time for us. It's harvest time for the entire bride body.
Yes.
So we're not, you know, we're not adding anything to the body. And
no.
the body's not adding anything to us.
No.
We're complete. We're one.
Yeah.
He brought, when he brought him with him, we become one.
Amen.
Unity.
Yeah, amen. Oneness.
Yes. So they're not sleeping anymore.
No, sir.
Amen.
The whole body knows what it is. We sit here and say, you know, for years, let's talk about me. For years, I thought, you know, when you get to the place where you know what it is,
right, yeah.
you know, I'll just think about us.
Right.
You know, we know what it is because we had the prophet.
No.
They had
no.
the prophet too.
Amen.
Just because we can't see it, they understand.
Amen. That's right.
He brought them with him. They have a full understanding. We've taken the mind of our husband, the
Amen.
Word of God.
Amen.
They've taken. You know, we all, and I say we, I'm just talking about the whole bride body.
That's right.
Not just us here. Not just the living saints.
Right.
But those that have already gone on before.
Amen.
My notes. So there's no time to change anything. You know, the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God
That's
every
right.
day of our lives.
Yeah.
It's a statement.
Right.
It's not if. It's not well, if I do this or if I do that or I've got to strive to do that. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Every day of their life.
Amen.
Since your new birth, and even before, but especially since your new birth, He's got full preeminence.
That's right.
You know, so Satan ain't got one single hold on us. Satan's not a threat.
Amen.
He can't touch me.
Amen.
You know, he can't touch us. The bride is fully formed. You know, and we're just not talking about us. We're talking about them.
I mean,
they don't have flesh problems. You know, so what makes you think my flesh problems have anything to do with it? You know, it's just flesh. You know, they've dropped theirs already. I have yet to drop mine, but I'm part of that. I'm part of that perfect, redeemed, sinless, perfected bride that He's brought with
Him.
And He's brought me to an understanding where I can dwell with Him too, where I can understand exactly what He's doing too. Even though I'm in a carnal flesh, my revelation, my soul is united with Him. United and united with the body, with Him. He said, if the church only knew its position, the church, the entire church, it will one day. And it does. That day, that's this quote's been fulfilled. Then the rapture will go. So we don't have anything else to wait for. You know, and that's a number of more last night as I was talking to him a little bit. And I said, we're almost there. Don't stop. We're almost there. We're right up to the veil. We're pushing on the veil. Ready to puncture it, you know. But the Spirit and the bride say, come. All we're waiting on is that Spirit, that anointing. And the anointing Word of God, it brings His Word to pass. You know, that's how He reveals it, by bringing it to pass in our lives. Everything we've seen, even, you know, we look at the church age now, how He hit it down through the ages and everything. Well, He revealed it when it was done.
Right.
He always reveals His Word when it's done.
Amen.
He revealed that there's no more scriptures after there was no more scriptures.
Right.
He revealed the coming of the church ages, the coming of the Lord, after He's already done, after He's already here.
Amen.
So He always reveals it by coming to pass. Because, like I said before, if you try to reveal it before, we'd put our thinking on it.
That's right.
And we'd mess it up. It's bad enough we put our thinking on it after He reveals
Amen.
It.
Right. Amen.
But, you know, He knows what He's doing.
Right.
You know, and it's just the way it works. Just the way He does. And I love it. The time for saving, time for building, time for learning, it's over.
Amen.
It's over. You know, Brother Bram said, you talk about the Son of God, you know, in this day, you talk about there in Galatians, you know, because you are sons.
Right.
And he said, you weren't born on anything. The Son of God today just wakes up and realizes. There it is. We're not going through the church ages. We're not going through saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. We're not going through, you know, someday.
Right.
You know, we're looking back and say, recognize that we're already part of Him.
Amen.
And we're already part of this body that's complete and done. You know, and, you know, it's number more. I like bottom lines. You know, after I've thought it all over, then I said, that's the bottom line.
Amen.
And I know where I'm at. You know, I know where this body's at.
Amen.
You know, and we've got to know where we're at, each one of us. You know, stop worrying about your flesh, your spirit.
Right.
Do the best you can.
Amen.
Let love lead you. You're Son of God, daughter of God, led by the Spirit of God. Recognize that.
Yeah.
Trust Him.
Yeah.
Believe that. And if you get in something, He'll lead you out of it. You know, sometimes He leads you into it to lead you out. sometimes he'll put, you know, he's got to build character.
Right.
He's got to build us to the place where we can reveal,
right,
where He can reveal Himself to us a little bit more.
Amen.
You know, and, you know, just there's so many things. Like Jesus told him at one time. He said, I would tell you, but you're not ready.
Right.
You can't handle the truth. You know, it's not time yet.
No.
And He's done that all the way through. To the bride, us, and all the above. But it's exciting when He does reveal Himself a little bit more.
Amen.
Because now we know we're mature enough to see it.
That's,
you know,
right.
just like children. You know, that you don't put them out there and and too much till they're ready for it.
Amen.
You know, and as a parent, you know that. And Him, as our Heavenly Father, knows what we're coming. We're positioned where He can reveal a little bit more to us, a little bit more. And I appreciate that so very much, because that makes me appreciate that much more when He does make a move. You know, just like Sunday nights. You know, there's a come a time when this is what we needed. You know, and we see the results of it, and it's beyond beautiful. You wish you could share it with the whole world, but it's just for us. And that makes it more special. You know, when is there some little love secrets? He's whispering just to His bride, just to us. You know, in each individual life, there's little things like that. You know, when this, you know, it's number more. I had everything on me the other day. I figured, I better go talk to Him if I'm supposed to say something tonight. Get this off of me. You know? I mean, I got to a point where this is going wrong, that's going wrong, and I'm tired of everybody else, including myself. I'm just, I'm fed up with everything, especially me. And but by the time it was done, we were talking about great things, you know. And we have to have that conversation even in our own self, you know. And that's what happens when we come to church. We come to church and we get that off of us, you know. I've explained before, you're going through life and happy-go-lucky. Monday, you're doing good. You know, Tuesday, you're all right, you know. Wednesday, everything's falling apart. And that devil's crawled up on your back, and he's sunk his talons into you, and you can't seem to shake him. But when you get here, and then I come into His presence, and all my questions become clear, and all the answers to those questions become clear. Then it becomes real again. Amen. Then there's something within that raises up.
That's right.
And I'm reminded, my joy is restored.
Yes.
And I'm reminded who I really am.
Amen.
Because the flesh is flesh.
It is.
That's all there is to it. You know, it's not God, never will be God, don't want to be God, against God.
Don't even like God.
You know, don't even like God. So it's got to be called to you.
Amen.
But that's okay, because it'll fall off. And, you know, Jesus doesn't even need to forgive us for the sins on our flesh and our spirit. It's not imputed to our flesh and spirit. It won't stick. It's just Satan's bluff. It's just Satan's bluff. You know, you did that. I sure did. And I'm righteous. You did that. Yeah, I sure did. And I'm righteous. Because I know what God's looking at. And not looking at my flesh, my spirit realm. But my flesh, my spirit realm is called to by my soul.
Amen.
And, you know, as bad as I am, it's still called to. You know, he doesn't let me go too far. He does. He's the control tower.
Yes, he is.
And the control tower has control.
He has control.
That's not a question. If this, if that, you know. Of course, I can yield my members to unrighteousness.
Yeah.
You know. And I'll suffer for it.
Amen.
Yeah. Don't ask me how I know.
Right.
But I know pretty well.
Know.
That's how it works.
That's right.
And you learn.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't learn.
Amen.
But learn or don't learn, it's got nothing to do with nothing.
No.
He's not working on flesh and spirit on this room.
No.
But it will come subject to your soul realm.
Amen.
It will do it. And, you know, sometimes you get looking at too much. Like I do. I remember I was talking to Brother Donnie out there. Couple of weeks ago, and it's just beautiful conversation. You know, we were talking, fellowshipping, and what was said and everything. And I said, you know, funny thing, yesterday I was probably about as low and fed up as I ever been for years. And then, but when you come into that presence, and God speaks to you,
Amen.
You know, and there's only one way that God will speak to you. You know, we sing the song. You know, you must believe.
Yes.
And we call on His name. You know, and. And that's what faith is.
Yeah.
Faith is not comfortable. No, faith. God dwells in your uncomfortableness.
Amen.
You know, when you begin to, you know, get up to testify, or get up to exhort or something, or say something to somebody, you know, and try to be a light, you know, and it's uncomfortable.
Amen.
You know, and he, that's where He dwells. That's why it's called faith. That's why we walk by faith. We walk by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, no matter what the flesh and spirit realm. The flesh flesh and spirit realm will never be comfortable. You know, it's affected by it, but it'll never be comfortable stepping out on the word. It'll, if it can, it would convince you not to.
Amen.
I was thinking, too, when they were talking about, and all the kids were getting up and everything, and they were, you know, Bible study. And it talked about the kids, you know, entering into this Christian walk, you know, beginning to look at this for themselves, you know, personally. And, you know, Satan's got plenty of tricks.
Amen.
You know, and some of them, you know, Brother Bram said he was a slicker. You know, he'll come and he's looking mighty pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And mighty innocent, you know. He's not just out there just flouting himself, you know, and it's not obvious at all. It looks really, really innocent. But, you know, when you open a door to something, it's hard to get that door shut.
Yes, amen.
You know, and when you yield your members to righteousness, you know, it kind of leaves a little bit of a channel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of, you know, and I've seen that through my life.
Amen.
The things I struggle with today is the things that I've opened doors for before.
Yes.
That I really shouldn't. I knew better then.
Right.
And God warned me not to.
Amen.
But yet it did, you know. And
right.
And after a while, you learn, and you do your best to stay back and be careful,
right.
You know. But young people with a lot of influence, and especially today, I stumbled more last night. I'm glad my children were raised, you know, because each generation gets worse and worse,
right.
And each, you know, the spirits get worse and worse. And I'm not envious of you parents today, but keep them close. Keep them close.
Amen.
Keep every door closed that you can.
Amen.
You know, warn them from the beginning. You think they're too young, don't worry about it. Tell them anyway. You know, I remember Brother Childers was dealing with a fellow that had raised his son and really didn't call to him until he was a teenager. He told me, you lost the battle.
Yeah.
You don't call to him when you're a teenager.
No.
You get them when they're in diapers, he said.
Yeah.
And there's many things you can put in a child when they're still in diapers, not even talking.
That's right.
You put in there and obedience. You put them in there, respect.
Amen.
You know, don't think that your children aren't smart. They're very, very smart. They've raised eight. You know, they're not dumb. And they'll get around you, and they'll, you know, they'll do their little childish things. If they can avoid a spanking, they'll do it. I mean, I'm the same way. But kind of sum it up. You know, just a lot of things here, but. Trying to just show us what position we're at, where we're at, the Spirit and the Bride.
Amen.
See, this is where we're at, the Spirit and the Bride.
Amen.
You know, we're not in denomination. We're not trying to figure out what this is. I remember when I first come here, they were going round and round a doctrine. And Brother Childers bring a stack of books that high and laying out what Brother Bram said, the doctrine.
Right.
And he said over and over, I'm a doctrine preacher.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what was needed.
Amen.
At the time. But this church don't need doctrine.
Right.
We got the doctrine.
Amen.
Like Brother Jeremiah said a couple weeks ago, he said, it's not even a question if I'm going to heaven.
Right.
I know I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
You know, I see this thing too plainly.
That's right.
Even though the flesh like to talk you out of that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we come back.
Amen.
So important to get in the house of God.
Amen.
You know, what Brother Moore has said constantly, get to the house of God.
Right.
Even when you don't think. I laid out song service, telling myself here. I laid out a song service Thursday. I thought, why is this? You know, of course, we just got supper ready about 10 till. And I thought, maybe I'll just stay home today. I'll just come and watch everybody else and try to help sing a little bit and everything. And I'm trying to make excuses. But he said, well, you know, Brother Schuyler was trying to learn some of the old songs. And he's having a little trouble getting them right. Had you been there, you could have helped him.
Amen.
You know, so. No more missing song service. No more missing. But, you know, and that's the same, you know, it's just an example, but same in all of our lives, the way we walk, you know. We're needed. You're part of this. Can't get along without you. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you think of yourself. I don't care what everybody else thinks of you. You think, anyway. You know, because if it wasn't for me knowing the word, me and my nature, I would sit down and not say another word. I really would. I'm backwards in a sense, you know, and I feel like y'all don't want to hear me, and I feel like I mess everything up when I get up, and you know, but that's just Satan.
That's
And I know that by knowing the Word. It's not because I think, well, I am something. No, I know I'm nothing. You know, and with understanding comes another thing, comes humility. If it's a revelation, with a revelation, you know, I just think about how that, knowledge puffeth up, the Bible says. But revelation always humbles. It always humbles you. So I'm thankful. I'm thankful that the revelation is, it's so real, you know, and the Word of God is so real, and He's making Himself so real now. He's revealing Himself so real to the body now, you know. And I love this. I've longed for this, and I even really, so much knowing what I was longing for, but I've longed this ever since I've been here, for however long it's been, and to see God moving. You know, brother Bram talked about, moving from one to the other, to the other, to the other in the congregation. Lord, don't we see that now? Don't we see that now? And I would encourage anybody else that's fearful of getting up, fearful of saying something, that fear will never pass. You might as well just get used to it. You know? Even my worker, he didn't like getting on a 4-foot step ladder, 2 steps up, you know. But the other day I had him up on an extension ladder, high as the ceiling, tearing off rotten boards and nailing on new boards on the siding. And it's a progressive thing. It's a progressive thing for him. It took him 2 years to do that. You know, and it's a progressive thing for us.
That's right.
And if we need to move somewhere and you feel, Lord, I need to do better. Don't just sit there and keep saying that. Let Satan lull you to sleep.
Amen.
Do better. You know, step on out. Overcome your fears. Because that fear won't leave. That fear is just a flesh and spirit realm. It won't leave. They don't have fear. They're expecting us to come out. They're expecting us to unite with them. So we got an obligation. A big job on our hands. You know, we led by the Spirit of God every day of our life.
Yes.
Not worried about that at all.
No.
He'll put us in the right place, right position. Yeah. You know, our daily lives, he'll accomplish the rest of his work.
That's right.
He did fine before I got here. So I'm pretty sure he's going to do fine now. You know, even in my own life. Yeah, he led these, didn't even know anything. You know, I could talk about Luther, No offense. But he was 90% Catholic, 99% Catholic. But God led him every day of his life, As much as he thought, and didn't even know the whole story, God led him. So us, with our understanding, how much more we should trust Him to lead us every step of our life. And, the one last thing I wanted to kind of say was, this veil, it's so thin between us and eternity. So thin. Didn't we see that Sunday? Nothing left. Not even the Trump.
Nope.
Trump's already been fulfilled. We it's almost like marriage and divorce, that last little thing to get over, to lay the law down completely, And finally got past that. And no sin imputed. No sin imputed.
Amen.
And just as much as we realize no sin imputed to the body, to the bride, us or them. There's not one scripture stand between us and the rapture.
That's right.
But it's the Spirit and the bride. The bride's ready. The bride's, He's brought us this far. The bride's ready.
That's right.
As soon as that Spirit, there's that little nod. And don't look for Christ to do it. Don't look for Jesus to do it. It's in our hands. It's in the bride's hands.
Yeah.
Don't ever remember that. Don't ever forget that. So that's the Spirit and the groom. It's the Spirit and the bride.
Right.
It's in our hands.
That's
the living,
right.
Those which remain,
yeah.
Alive and remain. It's in our hands.
Amen.
Don't think somebody else is going to do it. Don't think,
right.
It's in your hands.
Amen.
It's in my hands, personally.
Right.
I don't know what's going to start the thing off. I don't know how it's going to work. It's yet to be revealed. But it's going to work. It's going to happen. And it's just one revelation.
Amen.
So we just appreciate the body. I appreciate it. Every time, every one of you get up and testify. Don't ever think that your testimony is not real to me. Everybody's at different levels. Don't be ashamed of where you're at. If God reveals something to you, get up and testify about it.
Yeah. That's right.
You don't have to, like Brother Bond was saying, he said, I don't have a lot to say, but he says a lot. I think Where is he getting all this? But he's the Son of God, and he's led by the Spirit of God. You know, and what brings that on is faith. What caused him to raise his hand up was faith. What caused him to dress up in a nice suit. I told him if I could fill out a suit like that, I'd wear one too, but it wouldn't work for me like that. So, but it was faith. Why he got up here. It's faith. He said, I got something to say. It's faith. You know, because you're looking at the Word. You're not looking at himself. If you're looking at himself, he'd like being the rest of us. He wouldn't utter a word. But because his love for the truth and his understanding of the truth and revelation of the truth, you know, that's what we walk by. We walk by faith, and faith is a revelation. So when God reveals another step, we take that step. And I'm just thankful that the Spirit and the Bride say, come. Amen.
Something else. Amen. You know, it's good to be able to hear from different parts of the body because everybody's got an angle that they're looking from. I mean, everybody sitting in this church is seeing me from a different angle. And if I talked and asked each one of you, what do you see? Oh, some of them might say it this way, and over here I'll say it this way. I see the left side of your face. I see the right side of your face. And Praveen's like, I can turn the camera and I can see the back of your head, you know. But everybody's got an angle. And that's why it's important for you as a body to get back to the body, because nobody can say it like you. Nobody sees it like you. And when you express how God has dealt with you, then the body sits there and say, wow, I never heard of that. Wow, I never thought of it like that. Wow, I never looked at it like that. And it edifies the body. Amen. And we all get edified, and we all rejoice together. And the thing I love about it is God builds on it. God builds on it all the time. He's building on it. And he's building with us every service. And I was listening tonight, and I thought, look how God's done this. He comes and tells you what it is to be a body. You know, because we need to know how the body should act. Because, you know, some of us get in a ditch and want to just go out and do anything and think that's the body. No, you're still representing Christ. When you're out there in the world, you're representing Fairborn. You're representing Christ. And so what they see in you are the things that Brother Bond was saying. Hey, they should see that you should put your best foot forward. And you should do the best you can. And I do the best I can. And you say, well, you don't do it all right? No. But what I do, I do. And if there's any good in me, it's him. And so, you know, as the body, you know, you have some obligations, some things that you need to do to represent him. And not only representing him, you're representing the bride of every age. You're the final voice to the final age. So when the world sees you, now we can look at each other and understand. Because, you know, when Don's got a problem, I get it. When I got a problem, Don gets it. You know, we're good. But they don't get it. And that's why they try to point their fingers at you and always try to make you look bad, because they don't get it. So when we go out there, we put our best foot forward for them. And you know, when you come in here, you let your hair down, you let your guard down, you put your sword down, you put your shield down. You can even take your helmet off in here. Anybody going to cut your head off? You know, we're keepers one of another. But not only that, but then Don comes behind it after we find out how we should conduct ourselves as a body. Don comes and says, we're the final voice. The Spirit and the Bride say, come. And he is so right. Do you know, I was sitting there thinking, I said, show you how quick the rapture happened. Do you realize Sunday the whole church moved? That fast. That, I mean, we sat here and I blame myself, because I'm the leader. And I've been leading y'all for longest, and my own tradition was sitting there. But see, I wouldn't even say it's my tradition. Because you can't do and you can't see anything till God turns the light on. So you can't kick yourself away. I should have known. No. No, it's just Sunday was the time.
Amen.
And the whole body, without even a muscle move, the whole body did a shift. The entire body. I don't know if you know. Because I know you didn't know any more than I knew. And I'm up here preaching, and I didn't get to all the quotes that I had. But what y'all don't understand, the quotes that I had, it was against my thinking. And as I was preaching, and I'm trying to put the shout and the voice here, and I had the quote Sunday where Brother Breno said, "I don't see any other scripture left to be fulfilled to hinder us from the rapture." Amen. Now I had that with me Sunday, and I'm up here preaching, and I'm saying the shout and the voice is coming. I'm getting ready to say the trump, and I thought, wait a minute. There's no other scripture that needs to be fulfilled. They came when he came. They're here. So I died to myself standing about right here, and the whole church shifted. That's how fast the body change is going to come. It's just another revelation.
That's it.
I mean, we all thought what we thought until we thought. Amen. And God moved the whole church at one time.
Amen.
In the upper room. Do you realize when they were in the upper room that they were just as full of creeds and tradition as everybody else?
Amen.
But then God come in that place and the scriptures start doing like this.
Amen.
Start dovetailing together. And then Peter's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
This was prophesied.
Amen.
This was told to Job.
Come on.
And they started talking about it because they didn't have the scrolls with them.
Right.
They were up in the upper room, but they knew the scrolls. I said, this is what Job promised. And then all of a sudden, what they didn't know, they knew.
Amen.
And then they come out of the upper room. They went in the upper room with no understanding. And they took a huge step forward.
Amen.
Coming out. Now, Sunday morning, we come in here.
Yeah. Amen.
But we took a huge step coming out.
Amen.
And I'm not ashamed to say I died to myself. Y'all saw me. I was standing dying right in front of you.
Right.
But it was another step that God was giving us.
Yeah.
Amen.
He's like, why are you waiting? Spirit and the bride say, come. It's an hour to hear. And there's no scripture that's hindering us. And when he came, he brought his reward with him. I've told you all of these things. Now, see, we're doing just like what they did when Peter and him were standing there. They're going back on what the prophet said.
Yes.
And said, what has happened matches what was prophesied. We're just looking and saying, Brother Branham told us this.
Yes.
But we were still not quickened to it.
Amen.
But then the whole church moved forward. I'll just say our church, but whoever's tuning in, they move forward. Because it's like, oh, the shout, the voice, and the trumpets already sounded. Oh, the bride is already united with the dead. All he's got to do is anoint our eyes. He's not going to come down here, then go back up there and get them and bring them, come back. Oh, wait a minute, I got to go get. No, yeah. He came and his reward was with him.
He's here.
He's here. And he came in 63.
Yes.
And finished it all.
Amen.
But see, the thing is, it's our understanding that's getting enlightening. That's how the body change is going to happen. We could be sitting in church. We'll be sitting here talking about, yeah, the body change is coming, the body change is coming. All we're waiting on is manifestation. All we're waiting on is the manifestation of the body change. And God at one point is just going to tweak us just that, like that. And we're all going to say, oh. That's how easy the revelation is. That's how easy God moves. We're living this thing by faith. Come on, musicians. We're living this whole thing by faith. And it's not by our smartness. It's not by our education. And oh my goodness. I almost can't wait to go out to California. I almost want to go see Fred. I cannot wait, because this bride needs to understand that. You say it's not a big deal. It's a real big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're going to make a doctrine out of it? No. Prophet already said it. We just now understand what the prophet said. It doesn't give us any glory. It doesn't make us anything bright or strange or better. Or I don't have to become the eighth-day prophet and get a new name and start. Oh, no, it's just God revealing his word to his bride. Spirit and the bride say come.
Amen.
That's who has to understand this, and we do understand this. I care not today what tomorrow may bring in the key of C. I'm living by faith. Come back on Sunday, an hour later. It's going to fall back. So if you normally come to church at 10, you should be here early. And if you show up at 11, I know you did it on purpose. Don't forget the time change on Saturday. Pray for Jeremiah and Elise as they travel. Pray for us as we're about ready to leave. It's another week from today I'll be leaving. Melanie and Clarice will be gone. But, you know, there's things coming up. Then we got the trip coming up in California. And my goodness. And if we don't ever make it anywhere there, if God comes before now and then, this bride says, even so, Lord, come. As Jeremiah preached last week. Even so, Lord, come. We're ready. Amen. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, or sunshine or rain. For the Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worries.
Put that up.
What is it? F? Oh, their book is wrong then. Okay. I was like, I don't like singing in the basement. I'm talking about a rapture. I care not today what tomorrow may bring, if shadows, sunshine, or rain. Oh, the Lord I know ruleth for everything, and all of my worry in vain. For I am living by faith in Jesus above. I am trusting, confiding in his great love. And from a heart faith in his sheltering arms, I am living by faith, and I feel no alarm. Though tempests may blow and the storm clouds arise, obscuring the brightness of life, I'm never alarmed at the overcast sky. The Master lives on it. Oh, I am living by faith in Jesus above. I am trusting, confiding in his great love. And from all heart's faith in his sheltering arm, I am living by faith, and I feel no. Oh, I know that he safely will carry me through, no matter what evil betides. Oh, why should I care though the tempest may blow, if Jesus walks close? For I am living by faith in my Jesus above. Oh, I am trusting, confiding.
we'll return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so gently will lead us away beyond this past heavenly shore. For I am living by faith in Jesus above. I am trusting confiding in His great love, and from a heart set in His sheltering arms. Oh, I am living by faith, and I feel no. Oh, I'm living by faith.